Imagine waking up tomorrow with the ability to see through cognitive illusions that have been clouding your judgment for years. What if you could recognize when your brain is playing tricks on you, spot flawed reasoning in others, and make dramatically better decisions? This is the promise of Mindware, a toolkit for clearer thinking in a world designed to confuse us. Our minds don't perceive reality directly. They interpret it through filters that simplify and organize information. These mental schemas help us navigate an overwhelming world, but frequently lead us astray. Consider optical illusions, when two identical rectangles appear dramatically different in size because our brains automatically lengthen lines receding into the distance, we're experiencing a perceptual error that mirrors how we misinterpret social situations. These unconscious biases affect us in surprising ways. Hurricanes with female names kill more people because they're perceived as less threatening. Voting in schools increases support for education funding. Red clothing enhances dating appeal. Judges grant more paroles after lunch than before. Even how questions are framed dramatically affects judgment. Physicians recommend surgery far more often when told 90% of patients survived rather than 10% died, though these statements are logically identical. The environment shapes us in ways we rarely notice. In one fascinating study, participants exposed to words associated with the elderly, like Florida and bingo, subsequently walked more slowly when leaving, without any awareness of this influence. Our unconscious minds constantly absorb environmental cues that shape our thoughts and actions through spreading activation, where one concept triggers related concepts. We routinely commit the fundamental attribution error, overemphasizing personality while underestimating how situations shape behavior. Even celebrated success stories reflect circumstance. Bill Gates had rare teenage access to computers in the 1960s. Similarly, economists' careers depend heavily on graduation timing. Those entering during booms fare better than equally talented peers graduating in recessions. Yet we persistently attribute outcomes to personal qualities. Context dramatically affects our actions. 86% help in emergencies when alone versus 31% with others present. Seminary students rushing to give a Good Samaritan sermon largely ignored a person in distress, 90%, while unhurried students helped, 65%. Still, we attribute such behaviors to personality rather than circumstances. Social influence shapes us more than we realize. We unconsciously mirror others' behavior, an effect so basic that even cockroaches run faster in groups. While we adopt our peers' behaviors, we typically credit these choices to practical reasoning rather than social influence. Much of what influences our judgments operates below awareness. Though we feel we understand our mental processes, we generally don't, instead creating false explanations for our decisions. The unconscious mind pre-perceives for us, monitoring countless stimuli and forwarding only what's relevant to conscious attention, explaining why we notice things like a stopped clock or our name in a crowded room. The unconscious can process more information than consciousness. Dutch researchers found that people made better apartment choices when distracted by difficult tasks than when consciously deliberating, suggesting unconscious processing is more effective for complex decisions. Creative breakthroughs often emerge unconsciously. Mathematician Yitang Zhang's solution to the twin prime conjecture came while relaxing after years of conscious effort failed. Creative individuals consistently report solutions appearing spontaneously without conscious calculation. While the unconscious excels at complex problem solving, it struggles with simple tasks like multiplication. To harness it effectively, use consciousness to frame the problem, allow unconscious processing time, then use consciousness to verify and refine solutions. Benjamin Franklin's pros and cons method evolved into expected value analysis, listing possible outcomes, determining their value and probability, then multiplying them together to assess options. While cost-benefit analysis seems complex, it's often straightforward for simple choices. However, real decisions face two challenges: limiting options and knowing when to stop gathering information. Herbert Simon's bounded rationality suggests we satisfice rather than optimize, matching effort to a decision's importance. The sunk cost principle states that only future costs and benefits should influence choices. Past expenses are sunk and irretrievable, whether unused concert tickets or an expensive, disappointing meal. Yet politicians often ignore this, continuing failed projects to justify previous spending. Opportunity cost is what you sacrifice by choosing one option, the value of the best alternative foregone. When mowing your lawn yourself, you're giving up whatever else you could do with that time. As economists say, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. We can combat irrational decisions by structuring our environment deliberately. Loss aversion, our tendency to avoid giving up possessions, often leads to poor choices, like investors keeping losing stocks while selling winners. The bias is powerful. Most people require a $200 potential gain to risk a $100 loss. Loss aversion creates status quo bias, our resistance to change. Choice architecture helps counter this by designing better decision frameworks. Default options demonstrate this impact. Organ donation rates reach 99% in Austria's opt-out system versus 12% in Germany's opt-in approach. Limited choices often produce better outcomes. A study showed that while a 24-hour jam display attracted more browsers, a 6-jam display generated 10 times more sales. Similarly, Sweden's pension reform revealed that investors given 456 fund options performed worse than the default fund, earning 5.1% versus 21.5% over 7 years. We make statistical inferences daily without realizing it. These principles are intuitive and widely applicable to real-world situations. The law of large numbers shows that larger samples better reflect true population values. This explains why smaller hospitals see more extreme birth ratios than larger ones. Notably, a well-chosen sample of 1,000 provides similar accuracy whether studying 10,000 or 100 million people. We often overvalue brief interviews despite their poor predictive power. University interviews of 20-30 minutes correlate less than 0.10 with actual performance, barely better than chance. Yet we frequently let these brief encounters override years of academic records. Regression to the mean explains why exceptional experiences tend to disappoint on repeat. A restaurant consultant's second visits to excellent places often fall short because subsequent experiences typically align closer to true average quality. This pattern appears in baseball rookies' performances, stock returns, and income levels. While 11% of Americans reach top 1% income once, only 0.6% maintain it for a decade. The tools in Mindware help navigate complexity by understanding how our minds work and designing environments that promote better choices. The Obama campaign exemplified this by replacing gut decisions with evidence-based A/B testing. Combining a Learn More button with a family photo increased donations by 140%, while data showed volunteer calls outperformed robocalls and high turnout messaging proved most effective. Ignoring evidence carries costs. The Scared Straight program continues despite 7 studies showing it increases criminal activity by 13%, persisting through intuition rather than evidence. Your mind is adaptable. By recognizing when automatic processes mislead you, you can develop better mental habits. Understanding the unseen forces that shape decisions allows you to question certainties and design environments that guide better choices.